For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An airline mechanic stole an empty Horizon Air plane in Seattle and took off. He was chased by military aircraft before crashing into a nearby island. Police say the 29-year-old was suicidal and appeared to have acted alone. Horizon Air Chief Operating Officer Constance von Mühlen.
We believe it was taken by a single Horizon Air employee and that no other passengers or crew were on board. Shortly thereafter, it crashed near Keetron Island by South Tacoma.
The pilot, who was doing stunts in the air, told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy with a few screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A last-minute technical problem delayed NASA's planned launch of a special spacecraft.
As we picked up the count at T-minus 4 and got into terminal count, the team received a gaseous helium reg pressure alarm that kicked them out.
The launch countdown for the $1.5 million Parker probe was stopped with just 1 minute 55 seconds remaining. The probe will get closer to the sun than any other spacecraft. It's named after University of Chicago's Eugene Parker, who predicted the existence of solar wind 60 years ago. The Holy Wildfire near Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes. KNX reporter Cooper Rummel.
The bizarre fire activity continues. It's called the Elsinore effect, as the winds allow flames to run, not crawl, run downhill. I've seen that happen plenty of times throughout the day. Fire crews have been working tirelessly protecting homes. Residents have watched from a distance, biting their nails, hoping their houses are spared.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Another Fox News personality is defecting. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Abby Huntsman will leave Fox to join ABC's The View. Huntsman's currently a co-host on Fox and Friends Weekend, but she'll join former Fox Newser Meghan McCain as a second conservative voice on the ABC Roundtable program. Huntsman will replace Sarah Haynes, who's announced she's leaving to co-host a newly added third hour of Good Morning America on ABC. Fox News confirming this Saturday and Sunday will be Huntsman's final weekend co-hosting Fox and Friends Weekend. The 32-year-old Huntsman is the daughter of former Utah Governor John Huntsman Jr., who was named ambassador to Russia late last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Religious leaders in Washington, D.C. are speaking out before this weekend's Unite the Right white nationalist rally gets underway. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Siva Subramanian with the United Hindu Jain Temples Association says every American comes from somewhere else.
All of us are immigrants, one way or the other. And so not recognizing it is beyond my, intelligence.
After last year's violent gathering in Charlottesville, business owners are taking action for potential confrontations with the estimated 400 white nationalists and other attendees, whether that involves beefing up security, training staff to deal with aggressive patrons, or closing altogether. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.